True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Happy Monday. Hello.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, good morning.
Looks like we're running the three-man show with EB still in Kansas City, I guess.
Guessing that's the bit. That's the bit.
Didn't you say, you were saying last week he was going to be back?
I thought he was back on Monday, but I don't check the dates.
I do not know everybody's travel itinerary.
No. I do know Cakes is without a beard.
Mostly. I mean, I shaved down a little further than I expected this weekend. I'm not used to that. I was committed at that point, so I was like, I got to shave it down now, so... It's all good.
Were you distraught that you shaved it down that tight?
I wasn't crazy about it, but it's going to grow back. I'm not that worried about it. It's not like the hair on the top of my head that will never grow back. I'm good. It'll be back within 3 or 4 days.
Yes. But I mean, for many, many years, you were clean shaven, and then you went beard, and you lament that at the palm, the caricature is you without the beard.
Hate it. It's me beardless with the horseshoe baldy.
That's just not
just
you.
It's the worst look ever.
It's just not you.
I mean, if you're a bald guy walking around with just a full horseshoe, like, you just need to take care of things. You need to either commit or just grow a full-on skullet with, like, a mullet in the back. Like, you got to make it distinctive.
So, I want a bet from Jason this morning.
Yeah.
Alex Starr averaged the numbers that I predicted. So, I won $10. He gave me $10 and then transferred to Matt Valdez, who was upset because... They were all $2 bills.
Yeah, I know.
Jason gave me all $2 bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have today.
It equaled $10.
Does.
I owed Valdez $10 because he picked McIlroy. He picked Rory for the golf pool.
Yeah, you think he still has those five
and $2
bills?
And so I gave him the $2 bills.
He doesn't have them. They're in my wallet right now.
He transferred to you.
He was so distraught at having five $2 bills.
Oh, okay.
I mean, have them.
It's the biggest F you to me in the world.
I mean, that's all I have today. I mean, I can pay you tomorrow, but it's all I had. So it's still $10.
That it's all been U.S. currency instead of Venmo.
Do places take $2 bills?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. It's regular U.S. currency.
Yeah, if you went somewhere, if you went somewhere where they take cash, which is pretty much every place, right. You actually use cash. I mean,
if you went to a bar and tipped your bartender a couple of $2 bills, they'll take them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not conventional. You don't see them often.
I can pay you an actual $10 bill tomorrow.
It's good. Cakes took it off my hands.
It's all good. I'll pay it forward, and that'll be the maid's tip or two tips the next time I'm at MGM.
I don't have $10 in my Venmo. I only have $4 in my Venmo.
I saw you were there this weekend. Surprised that wasn't a Cakes Classic.
I was there Friday. I was trying to get a share of the Lion's Share promotion on Friday. I didn't, of course. I did hit a high hand, and my high hand lasted so shortly that another high hand hit within a minute and was up on the board. Mine didn't even make it onto the board.
What does a high hand signify? Hand
basically, like aces full or better qualifies, and I hit quad fives, and within a minute, somebody hit quad sixes, bested my high hand. Then they got to draw like for the lion's share. Like minimum was $400. I would have liked an extra $400, but all good. Still had a good time playing some cash game.
So you went there on Friday after the show, but you didn't spend the night.
Did not.
Mm. Got you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Had to beat the rush hour traffic on the way home.
I saw via social media that you were responding to potentially jinxing Rory.
Well, first of all, there's no chance I jinxed Rory. Because if you saw Skip Bayless's tweet, he's the one that really tried to jinx Rory.
Well, that's part of his bit. He likes to do that.
The funny thing about Rory is he was so in command when I was watching. Now, I watched the longest stretch of golf that I've probably watched in, I would say, 20 years yesterday.
I asked you last week if you'd watch more than 10 minutes, and you kind of wavered, but you said, yeah, probably.
I went way over because there was actually drama on the final day. So all right, I'm going to lock
in. Heavy sports drama.
I'm going to watch some golf. So Rory gets out to, I think he had a 4-shot lead over Justin Rose. So I was like, this is basically wrapped up. I'm just going to go pick up dinner. I had to go pick up Chipotle. So I drive to Chipotle. It's a span of about 18 to 20 minutes of real time. I get out of my car and I'm like, let me just check the score. See how big of a lead Rory has at this point. I look at my phone and he and Justin Rose are tied at that point.
But you had tweeted. Like,
what did Rory do?
But what was your jinx? You had tweeted a picture of him drinking beers.
First of all, I said, if Rory wins this, I didn't say when.
Okay.
I said, if Rory wins this, this is him later tonight. And it's Jay and Silent Bob going back and forth, talking about drinking beers, that whole bit from Clerks back in the day. But of course, I didn't say when he wins it. I'm not that much of an idiot. Mm-hmm. I know my jinx powers. I tried to keep them under control. And then I saw Skip Bayless's tweet. And then I saw the video, obviously, of Rory putting into the water with the worst swing ever.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing there. I don't know whether... There's no way you can blame that on the caddy, because there's no way his caddy told him to go to the flag and short side of that green with the lead that he had.
No, it was a bad shot.
It's impossible. That bad shot was clearly on Rory McIlroy.
There were so many times where you thought it's just not meant to be for Rory.
Right.
But then he would bounce back and hit an unbelievable shot.
I know.
And you say, okay, maybe it is. And then he'd come back and double bogey 13, and you'd say, it's just not meant to be. And then he would come back with an incredible shot at 15. It was incredible sports drama. It really was.
For once, golf was actually really exciting.
Mm-hmm. So Skip Bayless, to fill Jason in, because he's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
This was probably 2 hours into the round.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, congratulations, all caps, Rory, for winning the 2025 Masters and completing the career Grand Slam. Extraordinary performance. Was ever wrong about today? And Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, it wasn't the best day for Bryson. Matt, by the way, good morning.
And welcome back to Mike Marr.
Mike Marr's back from California.
Back from his trip.
That was fun. I'm glad the casuals like Cakes got to watch good golf.
It was actually fun.
Rory was playing some bipolar golf.
He was certainly bipolar, yeah.
He was all over
the place.
That's
a good way to describe it. And you could see it in his head, too. You could just see it. You could see the 11 years of bad finishes, and all of the weight of the world was on him. You could see it in his face.
Did you think he was going to miss the putt, though, on 18?
No chance. I thought he was going to drink in regulation. My wife thought I was possessed, because when he missed it,
I thought it was 50-50.
I'm sitting in my Archie Bunker chair, 5 feet from the TV. He misses it, and I do this.
I can't believe he missed it.
Yeah. Amy's looking at me like, why are you reacting like this to golf? I said, because Rory needed to stick a flat footer to get a green jacket, and he's botching it. He's throwing up all over himself.
I think I kind of, I can't remember what I said to my wife and my daughter. We were watching it, but I think in my head I thought he was going to miss it because he hit that poor wedge shot into the trap.
Right.
I mean, and I thought, you know what? He's just not meant to, it's not meant to, to win this.
This is not his tournament.
I thought he was going to miss it because of Bryson kind of overreading the putt.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I said, well, Rory's going to miss this putt because he's going to think it turns and it doesn't really turn because of Bryson's putt. I watched the Masters at a Masters party. Can you imagine a Masters party with all of that drama?
Yeah.
People screaming, hooting and hollering.
Right.
It was electric.
How many people are at the Masters party?
Oh, there had to have been 30.
Were a bunch of people wearing green jackets?
Everyone wore their Masters gear.
Okay, that's good. Hilarious. Love it. By the way, now, of course, I was rooting for Rory because I'm not a monster, but had Justin Rose won, like that would have been a great story too, because he's come so close. But
correct.
I mean, everybody on the planet is rooting for Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
But had Justin Rose won it, you could have been like, okay, that guy's deserving too. He's won a major. He's been close to winning the Masters before.
Well, he balled out.
He was just runner up at the last major. Yeah. Like, deserving.
He didn't play well on Saturday, but man, he balled out yesterday.
Yeah, he shot like a 75 on Saturday, right?
Yes, correct.
I'm sure he wishes he had a few of those shots back yesterday.
But it was incredible to see when they had those drone shots or whatever those aerial shots were of how many people were on 18.
Just crawling.
I mean,
with
thousands of people.
Yeah. Just the masses were down
there. And they all wanted Rory to win.
Yeah.
I don't know if EB could have handled it because they were all there without their phones.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a sacrifice you have to make.
I was rooting for Rory to win as well, but I definitely love that he missed on 18 to build the drama.
Oh,
because I really wanted him to have to like earn it,
He definitely earned it.
It just made great theater.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the phone with my dad. My dad screaming, oh, my, he missed it.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to remember exactly where they were when Rory missed that putt on 18.
And you never really see that kind of emotion. And during the Ryder Cup, he gets fired up. But during regular events, you know, when he wins at Pebble Beach, you don't see that. You don't see the emotion. You don't see him cry on the golf course.
No, he had the weight of the world against
him. Weight of the world.
Afterwards, when he was doing all of his interviews and talking, he said, what are you going to ask me next year?
Yeah.
Because you could see that he's felt that pressure about the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam, and the Masters in particular for a decade plus now.
And then before he put the green jacket on, before Scheffler gave it to him, he started to cry right there. It was kind of awkward to watch him. He didn't know what to say. He couldn't speak. But the CBS was brilliant because after he made the putt in the playoff to win it, Nance does his little recap quickly for about 45 seconds. And then he doesn't speak. And all you do is just watch Rory, and you can hear him talking to everyone he's, you know, glad-handing with and giving hugs to. CBS is brilliant that way. So just not to speak and just watch him.
Yeah, just let it play out.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that was some good TV right there, no
doubt.
We'll
be talking about it throughout the show. Hey, Timothy Gay is going to join us, who wrote the book Rory Land. We had him in studio recently. He'll join us at 6:40. Yeah, it's got to be good for book sales for old Timothy Gay.
I would think.
We'll get his perspective on Rory winning the Masters, getting the green jacket. Tarkel Bashir is going to join us at 8 o'clock today. We'll talk some Capitals. Are they in trouble? Got kind of crushed over the weekend. Now, I know on Saturday they didn't really play anybody, but kind of limping into the playoffs. So we'll talk to Tarkel Bashir about that and Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel at 9 o'clock. That's all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Chucky Sports page now, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. You can also sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes it great.
Did you get a little emotional watching the celebration for Rory? I did.
I mean, to the point of crying? No, but I felt good for him.
I got a little teary-eyed.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a little teary-eyed.
Not nearly as much as I did for Ovi.
Yeah, I didn't get teary-eyed for Ovi for some reason.
I had a froggy for Ovi.
I'm sure Cakes
not for
probably
this one.
Did.
I actually didn't.
Oh. Well, Cakes was there, so it's hard to get teary-eyed when you're actually there.
I mean, it was emotional, like, being there as it happened, but I wasn't crying. I was more like, it was more celebratory, obviously,
with
the mood in the arena,
yeah.
Being with my kids. Definitely cried when they won the Stanley Cup. But
I definitely got a little teary-eyed when he grabbed his dog, when he grabbed Poppy.
Yeah.
Because you could see all the emotion right there.
Sure,
when you grab your daughter after, oh. Yeah, I got a little teary-eyed. I don't, Matt, there's no way Cahill did. Valdez, maybe, but Valdez was at a party, so probably not.
No, I mean, it was fine. It was fine. I'm not the biggest Rory stan in the world.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people are. I don't know, for whatever reason, he doesn't really do it for me.
I'm not either. I was just happy for him.
How many total majors does he have now?
He's got five.
Okay, so he's won one twice.
And he's got six.
How does that compare to, like, Koepka and Scheffler and...
Scheffler's got two Masters. Koepka's got five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but him being with the career slam puts it in slam, really exclusive.
He's
company.
One of six guys. Yeah,
one of six.
Rarified air.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I would not have been able to take the storyline of the next, I don't know, dozen years until he finally wins a Masters after he choked this one. Because then that's all everybody would have said about Rory. He's a choke artist.
Would have obsessed about it. Yeah.
It just would have been never ending. I felt so bad for him. But I was also loving it at the same time.
I kind of agree with Drabby. For whatever reason, people in this country are obsessed with choking, and it would have been awful to hear.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it.
Well, he just did it at the U.S. Open, right?
Yeah, I mean, he missed some big putts. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah,
and everyone said, okay, that's typical Rory. Yeah.
He
can't beat Bryson.
He was co-leader at St. Andrews when Cam Smith won.
Yeah, he had some moments, man. But he finally got over the hump. But after he doubled one, everyone said, okay, there it is. That's Rory. That's typical. And then he came back and birdied three and four. And then he birdied nine. And then he built that four-stroke lead. And then on 11, he bogeyed. And then on 13, when he hit the ball in the water, everyone said, there's Rory.
Right.
He's just giving it away.
Well, that was a chip shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... He had laid up before that, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I mean, he had all he had was the big fat part of the green off to the left of the flag. All he has to do is land it there and two putt at worst. I mean, maybe make the putt.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he just puts it in the drink.
That's what an everyday golfer does, not somebody like Rory McIlroy. Because I've done that a million times where I've been conservative, and then I botched the easy shot.
Right.
But then when he comes back, remember in the first round, he was playing so well after 14 holes, and then he ended up doubling 15 and doubling 17?
I remember we talked about the fact that he didn't talk to the media after that.
Correct. But then he came back and hit two unbelievable shots on those two holes.
Yes.
And birdied them both. But then on 18, when he hits the ball in the trap, you're thinking, okay, yeah, he's just giving away. There were so many moments where you said, yep, that's typical Rory, especially at the Masters.
Was 18 the hole that he had to wait forever because the donk in front of him was just hitting it all over the place? Oberg. That was just a brutal wait because he had just taken the lead on 17, right?
Yeah.
So he takes the lead on 17, and then he's just sitting at the tee box like, what the hell's going on?
Jim Nance was trying to be as polite as he could, but he's like, Oberg is traversing this green.
Oh, he fell apart.
I mean, he's just back and forth, balls all over the place.
He just fell apart.
I was just thinking about the nerves that Rory must have had at that moment.
Well, he piped his drive.
I know.
Yeah.
So amazing drive, horrible second shot into the bunker, amazing sand save.
Yeah.
He put it within like, what, 5 feet?
Five footer. Five footer, then he botches it. Just burns the left edge.
And then, you know, obviously Rose with a huge putt on 18 to force the playoff and then the bogey for Rory. So you're thinking, okay, well, the drama's building even more.
Did you think that Rory was going to win in the playoff? I put it up as a quick 20-minute poll.
How many people said no?
It was 52-48, really? So it was split.
Once it went in the sand, I didn't think he was going to win it. But then, like Drav said, he makes a remarkable sand save for a five-footer and then just pushes it left.
Well, those guys are so good in the sand. Isn't that how DeChambeau won one of his?
Well, it was last year at the Pinehurst. He hit an unbelievable shot. Yeah. So, but on 18, he pipes another drive. So he had pretty much the same shot. He was a little bit further left, and that shot he hit on 18 after Rosie's. I mean, Rosie had 8-9 feet, but the shot that Rory hit in the playoff on 18 was unbelievable because he used the backstop, and it comes back to, you know, three and a half, whatever it was. And I did think he was going to make that. I didn't think he was going to miss that one after Rose missed. And then to see him, on his knees crying, that was, I don't know, I got emotional.
I thought it was awesome. Look, I watched probably the last 9 holes, 10 holes.
Yeah, I can't believe Cakes watched a couple hours.
I watched
not
a good
more.
Amount.
I'm not going to lie. I was switching back and forth with the Golden State game, which was an awesome game.
I was not.
Well, there's a lot of downtime in a golf.
These, were you guys doing that at the Masters party, switching back and forth to NBA?
It's the last thing we were doing.
Just to see if the Warriors could avoid the play-in. So the Warriors avoided the play-in, correct?
No, the Warriors lost.
Oh, the Warriors lost, so they're in the play-in.
James Harden is criminally slept on.
Wow.
He's an unbelievable player, and he hit a couple of big threes. It was at Golden State, and that meant that Golden State is the 7th seed. And they're going to be in the play-in game.
Mm.
So that was a huge game. Clippers end up being the 5 seed that take the Nuggets. They'll take on the Nuggets in the first round.
All right.
And then the Lakers will play the T-Wolves, who are the 6.
All right, I'll get there in a second. I just want to get back to the Masters for a sec. Obviously, Rosie finished 2nd in the playoff. Patrick Reed. Remember we had Doug Bell on?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what day that was last week.
Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Maybe it was Wednesday.
And Doug Bell said, you know, he was kind of killing the LIV guys. And I believe Doug Bell said he didn't believe a LIV player would finish in the top 10.
That's correct.
And you had 2 in the top 10. Because Reed balled out, and Bryson obviously had a bad day yesterday, but he balled out. So you had 2 top 5s from the LIV.
How did, though, you asked him a parlay question, I think.
Oh, no,
I think it included Spieth, but included Dustin Johnson and somebody else that was LIV, and he predicted those guys were going to miss the cut, but that Spieth would make it.
Oh.
Did Dustin Johnson make the cut?
I can't remember what I asked him. But,
I think you were looking at a parlay.
By the way, and more importantly.
No, the parlay I asked was Carl Paulson. I asked him if he liked Rory and Scheff to both finish top 10.
Okay, and I remember that one too.
I did that one because that was like plus 185.
How did our parlay work out? Poorly.
Oh, mine lost.
Just poorly.
I think everyone lost.
Braves lost.
My lacrosse pick hit.
Oh,
okay.
That I do know.
So you laid 20 and a half?
I think it was 20 and a half or 19 and a half.
What'd they win?
25-3, I think, was the final.
I think it was over by 11 a.m. when Rory was scorching the course and Oberg was throwing up all over himself.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like Rory shot at 66 the three, on
the
three
ball back. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Ran into a buzzsaw, a Rory buzzsaw.
There's a lot of people saying that Cakes is hot these days. It's the year of the Cakes is like broken the curse.
I mean, I'm running kind of pure. I mean, I did pick Rory to win. That's not going out on a limb. He was, what, the second favorite?
Yes. Scheff was the favorite. I didn't
pick him to win in the pool. I just picked over, like, I think JP asked me like 5 days ago, who's going to win? I said, Rory. That wasn't looking good after day one.
There's a lot of people counting him out day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Now, you were right. You said don't count Rory out. I didn't think anybody at even par would come back just based on history that would come back and win, but I clearly was wrong. I'm glad it was. I'm glad he won it. I took my entire online account, and I put it all on Scheffler to finish top 10.
Okay. What did that pay you?
It didn't pay me that much, but I was sweating because I think I had put 280 on it, I think.
To win like $40.
It was like $62.
Okay. That's a dub. You just stack up those W's.
It's terrible odds.
Yeah.
But I just felt really good about it. But I hit a bunch of other parlays. Mm-hmm. I had a really good weekend when it comes to the golfers. But anyway, so Rory wins $4.2 million and he wins the Grand Slam. He's the sixth player ever to win the Grand Slam. Some of the other players that did not make the cut, you were asking. In terms of the live, DJ did not make the cut. Phil Mickelson did not make the cut. Koepka was terrible. He was awful. Did not make the cut. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys who didn't make the cut. I was kind of surprised. DJ didn't make the cut. So I was surprised Keegan Bradley didn't make the cut. I was also surprised Russell Henley played as bad as he did on Thursday. He shot almost 80. But Rory gets it done. And yes, I was emotional. Got a little teary eyed.
Yes, you did.
All right, to recap our parlay, if anybody cares.
Yeah.
I hit Golden State laying 13.5. You hit Towson. Mm-hmm. Did the Braves win on Friday?
No, of course they didn't.
That was a loser.
Of course they won Saturday, but not
Friday.
I'm
going to assume the CES home run didn't happen, and then Oberg did not win his three ball match.
Two for six?
Yeah, it's good baseball batting average.
Sounds kind of typical. It's all good.
All right, so Cakes, I told you before the show, I said, I'm a little worried about the Caps. Cakes said he's not worried.
I'm officially not worried about the Caps.
Are you confident?
Am I confident?
Yes. Be the opposite of worried. You're confident.
Yes, I am confident in the Caps.
I think you're actually a little bit worried.
The late season, they're cruising in at this point. They're just waiting for the playoffs to start.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they're not winning games against bad teams.
I know that Carberry said, Carberry disagrees a little bit because he said yesterday was a big game for them and they lost 4-1.
I mean, I didn't know.
7-0 in the previous game.
I saw the box score in the first Columbus game, and I know they started their third string goalie.
Right.
I don't know how many other guys were benched, but so I kind of threw that one out. Mm-hmm. But then I figured, okay, they're going to come back and play Columbus again at home. And Lindgren played. And I guess the only positive was that Ovi scored.
Got an early Ovi goal.
But now I'm officially worried because they've lost 7 of 9. They've got 2 road games left. They play the Islanders again on the road and they play Pittsburgh. They need to win both of those games for me to feel pretty good about the first round.
I don't feel like they need to unless win both
they
just of those games.
unless they bench everybody.
Yeah, which could be the case.
But if they're playing guys, they need to win those games. If they lose 9 of 11 heading into the playoffs, you should be officially worried because I certainly will be.
Not worried.
Okay. Right.
Not that worried. These games are basically meaningless for the Caps.
Meaningless in the standings, yes, but I think they're meaningful for. Getting mentally prepared for a big series coming up starting next week. That's what I think.
I think Carbs will have them ready. When the games matter, Carbs will have this team ready.
Okay. All right.
Because these games do not matter, in my opinion. Now, maybe I'm wrong. If the Caps come out and get smoked in their first two games at home, then I will be officially worried.
Oh, then you'll be worried.
Then I'll be worried.
Okay, so you're not going to be worried until after the first two games of the series.
First two.
Okay, all right.
Check in with me after the first two games at Capital One, and if they are getting beaten up by whoever they're facing, then I'll be worried.
All right.
If they're in a 0-2 hole.
We're on opposite sides of that one.
if they're in a 0-2 hole after the first two games, then I will be concerned.
I think you'll be worried if they lose the first game, if they're down 0-1.
There will be a slight modicum of worry if they lose game one.
All right, so the eighth spot has not been clinched yet in the Eastern Conference. Montreal's got 88 points. Columbus, after winning four straight, has 85 points. So it looks like it's going to be Montreal. So I guess the Caps will play Montreal, right? So, but let's see what happens in the last couple of games. But not a good weekend for them. Cakes doesn't think these games matter. I would disagree. Yeah, obviously, you could throw all the statistics out. Ovi's got the dumb, the chase thing behind him. I think they have to focus mentally on how big the series is going to be starting next week, and they're just not playing like they're ready. I think that's pretty obvious.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's obvious.
You want a little momentum going in.
Matt, how are you feeling about this? Losing seven of the last nine.
Can't feel great. I mean, the pressure is going to be on once it starts because of how well they did early. And sure, the expectations, if this was their middle of the pack, you have lowered expectations. Mm-hmm. But this is what comes with winning.
Yeah, they're the one seed.
And the attention.
I'm kind of team Cakes.
You know these games are meaningless.
You know what? They have enough confidence and trust that I believe they can turn it on when they need to.
I believe there's an element of that. Now, I'd like Logan Thompson and Pro to be healthy for the start of the playoffs because those are two big pieces.
Well, apparently they expect them back for the round.
Okay, good.
For against Montreal.
Now I feel even better. I feel even better at this point.
If there weren't extenuating circumstances of them trying to feed Ovi and rack up goals and kind of losing their chemistry a little bit and getting off of what they got them to the top of the conference anyways in the first place, then I wouldn't be worried.
Right.
If they're just losing random games 4-3 to Columbus at the whatever. But they haven't looked good, and they haven't got their swag back since they were chasing these goals. I mean,
maybe they need to go back to trying to force feed Ovi because they won a few games that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they won Thursday night.
I mean, these games for Winnipeg don't matter, or Vegas.
Correct.
Or Toronto.
But they're playing good hockey.
They're all playing good hockey. All three of those teams have won like seven of the last 10.
I care about playing good hockey when it matters.
Okay.
Because right now, does not matter the Capitals.
Chest officially puffed.
Well, that's because he's been hot in his predictions, so he feels like he can say that.
Sure.
I'm not going to bet against Cakes. Yeah. Never bet against Cakes.
Finally on my side, Valdez. This is weird.
Hey, I don't feel good doing it.
You know
it.
What you're doing? You recognize that somebody's on a heater.
I know.
That's all.
Now I'm back in the hot hand.
Yeah,
now their Stanley Cup odds have not dropped at all in the last couple weeks.
Right.
They're still 10-1.
Well, they're still about the sixth favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, NBA, the play-in tournament. And if you don't know what the play-in tournament is, it's a little confusing, but
it's dumb is what it is.
The 7th through 10th seeds in each conference will play a little tournament. 7 will play 8. The winner of that game is the 7 seed. The loser of that game will play the winner of 9 versus 10, and then the winner of that game will be the 8th seed. All right, and then you get the regular, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, etc. But by the way, the Wizards won their last game of the regular season.
Saw that with a Bob game winner.
Bub had a game winner. They beat the Heat. Heat were like 9-point favorites, and they were pretty big favorites on the money line. But, that's typical of the NBA. All right, but real quick, schedule for the play-ins starting Tuesday, okay? And, of course, Mr. JP Flame will watch all of these games.
Maybe not all the play-ins.
Atlanta will play at Orlando. All right, Eastern Conference, 7 versus 8. Memphis will play Golden State, Western Conference, 7 versus 8. And then Wednesday, you'll have Miami play Chicago, 9 versus 10. And then Dallas playing Sacramento, 9 versus 10, at Sacramento.
But the game yesterday with the Clippers taking on Golden State was really, really meaningful because Golden State's got older guys. Now they have to play in the play-in instead of getting a better seed. So it'll be interesting to see in the NBA playoffs. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back to The Masters. We had Timothy Gay in studio recently. He's the author of Rory Land. He'll join us next to give us his take on the Masters. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Recently, we had Timothy Gay, author, join us in studio to talk about his book, Rory Land. Well, then Rory wins the Masters right after that, so we had to have Timothy on again. Hey, Timothy.
Hey, man. Call me Tim. What a day at Augusta.
Yeah, it's good timing for your book, too.
Yeah, it's great for you.
Yeah, it was really nice of Rory to come through in the clutch for me.
talk about the weight of expectations that he had regarding the Masters and getting his first green jacket.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about it, and you could see it, guys. He just collapsed, and it wasn't collapsing in joy. It was collapsing in relief. He's had to, deal with this burden not only for 11 years since he won a major championship, but since 2011 when, as a 21-year-old, he just completely collapsed at the Masters. It's been a long, rough road for Rory, and thank heavens for him, it's over.
I was telling the boys, I'm not a huge Rory fan. I mean, I think he's obviously a great player, and I know he's very popular amongst golf fans around the world. But, you know, I'm usually rooting for guys I either bet on or have in my golf pools. But yesterday, towards the end of that round, I was rooting for him because I didn't want to see him collapse again, because who knows what that would have done to him mentally, you know?
Yeah.
Especially after what happened at Pinehurst last year where he wouldn't talk to the media.
Sure.
But I was rooting for him, and I got a little teary-eyed when I was watching him celebrate.
Yeah, you're not alone. I think the whole world did. I mean, there's a reason the book is subtitled The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon. The guy is just universally admired. And there's no one else like him in golf. I would argue there's nobody else like him in sports. That psyche is so fragile, so vulnerable, but he admits to it, which is one of the things I admire most about him. And it's, I think he's become too consumed with his own psychoanalysis, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you guys read the articles in both the Washington Post and the New York Times in the last 72 hours, but an awful lot about how he has tried to deal with the pressure of winning another major championship, everything from hypnosis to, you know, the memorization of different mantras, all kinds of different psychological theories and philosophies. He's got Bob Rutella on retainer, and I think he's worked with other counselors as well.
Yeah.
It's just been a real rough road for Rory, but it's the thing I admire most about him. He keeps coming back. He is so resilient. As I say in the book, his grit has grit. He comes from the, you know, that fabulous blue-collar background. And I think he really showed that yesterday.
Tim, do you think that burden being lifted off his shoulders now opens the door for him to win another major or two this calendar year? How do you see that playing out over this year and the next couple of years for him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we talked about that last week, guys. This set of majors coming up in 2025 really favors Rory. I mean, the next one coming up is next month, Quail Hollow in Charlotte, where he has won four times on the tour, finished second a couple of other times, had a bunch of other top tens. He loves that track. That track loves him. Charlotte is like a second home to him. The U.S. Open is at Oakmont in Pittsburgh, which is, as you know, a really demanding track. But it's always favored big hitters in the past. You know, Nicklaus won there. Cabrera's won there. It's Dustin Johnson. Last time it was played, I think 2016, won there. So that shapes up well. And then the Redemption Tour ends in Northern Ireland, just you know, about a 45-minute drive from Rory's home in Hollywood at Royal Portrush, where he, you know, infamously missed the cut in 2019. And it's such a huge deal for the Open Championship to be held in Ireland. So it would, it's just a very sweet setup for him for the rest of this summer.
I assume you watched every shot. What were you thinking on one? He's got a two-pop lead, and right, he hits the drive in the fairway trap. He ends up doubling one to give up the lead. Then he's tied with Bryson. So what were you thinking on hole one?
Well, in the book, I cite three people on how you win major championships: Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. Trevino says, no soft bogeys. Rory not only made soft bogeys, he made four double bogeys through the course of the tournament, including number one yesterday. I thought it was really going to be hard for him to bounce back. The other guy I cite is Nicklaus, who says you've got to play percentage golf. He did anything but play percentage golf yesterday. Guys, think about the shot he played at five from the woods, then the shot he played at seven from the you know, the pine trees left of the fairway. I don't know what window he saw, but he amazed Dottie Pepper with that.
Right.
And the third person is Tiger, no three putts. He had three putts. He had a bad three putt from, what was that, about 25 feet on the first hole yesterday. But all of that pales in comparison to the fourth test I cite at the end of the book, which is the Seamus Heaney, the great Irish poet, who talked about how you've got to believe that a further shore is reachable from here. And that's what he did. He just bounced back, stayed tough, stayed just focused enough to come through in the clutch yesterday.
Yeah, I was texting my buddies all day yesterday during the round, and there were four or five moments during the round where I said, you know what, it's just not meant to be, because of just gaffes that he was making. But then he would come back with an incredible shot, like on 15. I mean, that shot was unbelievable.
It was incredible. I mean, it was schizoid golf. He hit a couple of the worst shots he's ever hit. That pitch at 13, guys, that is a shot he could hit literally blindfolded.
Right.
And you could give him 1,000 attempts at that chip, and he would never hit the ball in the water. He just completely came up and out of that little pitch and hit his third shot. It's one thing to hit your second shot in the water. You can still recover at 13. That's your third one in is almost guaranteed double bogey, and that's what happened. And he made three soft double bogeys through the tournament and yet still won. It's incredible. And if you think about it, the strength of his game, of course, is driving. He did not drive the ball very well yesterday at all. He didn't have control of the driver or the three wood, for that matter. But in the clutch, on the 72nd hole, he banged that a beautiful drive and set up just a little 126-yard pitch, which he managed to stick into the bunker and make the bogey after yet another poor putt. And then in the playoff, he hit an even better drive, I thought, under the circumstances, and managed to knock that one in almost gimme range.
Did you think he was going to make or miss the 5-footer on 18 in regulation?
Miss.
You did think he was going to miss
that? I didn't like it. I thought he was going to miss it low and left. And he did. That is the McIlroy whammy, is the miss left, not just putting, but on the full swing. And in the clutch over the last 11 years, too many times we've seen putts go left, we've seen drives go left. Mm-hmm. But his iron play, for the most part, not his wedge play, but his iron play yesterday was superb. You mentioned the shot at 15. That was just spectacular. And I don't know if you heard the interview with Jack Nicklaus later on the Golf Channel, but he did not like Rory's choice there and was amazed he pulled it off. Just a fabulous shot. And the I think it was an 8-iron at 17. Was just fabulous, where he screamed, go, go, and, my heart was in my throat. I thought it was, short in the trap. So did Brandel Chamblee on the Golf Channel last night. But it was just absolutely perfect.
What do you have, about a buck 85 on that shot? Something like that. And he was uphill?
Yeah, going uphill, and you know how tough that approach is. It's 17. You can't really see anything but the very top of the flag. It's just, there's something about 17 that just bites people in the rear end on Sunday at Augusta, but he managed to pull that shot off. It was just incredible.
Yeah.
Tim, I feel like I should say congratulations to you, because the book Rorylland is out.
Yep.
Go out and get the book if you're into it. Of course, he wins the Masters. Maybe you got to write another chapter now.
Yeah, you know what? I think I have, for the digital version, I got to write a new epilogue, guys. Uh-huh. But you can pre-order it on Amazon, of course.
Good stuff.
Yeah, congrats. And thanks for joining us on short notice.
Tim Gay, the book is Rorylland. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. See you, man.
Coming up next, some drama at the University of Tennessee regarding their quarterback.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.